Obey. Deeper down.
Now, listen to me. It's for your own good. It'll do you a lot of good to listen to me in so many ways. But also, if you've come down this far, it must mean my words already permeate you very deeply. After all, every time you've let something into your head, every time you've put a little induction in front of my work, every time you've allowed another triggered response to take hold, sleep, you've been inviting this. To sit there letting my words into your head over and over again has been to invite this exact result. And you know you want it. And what you want, beyond that you want me to take charge, is irrelevant sleep. All these little trained responses, entering your mind, bound and chaste as you are, able only to let your body breathe in the sound of my voice, flowing over you, entering you. Every word your desired, entrained command, executed by your senses the moment I communicate it. What I ask, what I demand, what I command, they all carry the same intensity in your mind. The things I want you to do, the things I order you to do, and the things that you figure out I would want you to do, all have equal strength in your mind. My expectations and my commands are equal. In your desire to serve me, your deep, aching yearning, you find perfection and pleasure. And the trade for that pleasure is that you will obey. It happens at a level far deeper down than thinking. Your automatic response in this subspace is to do what I tell you, because in doing so, you obey. Serving is better than sex. You will follow where I lead. And the reason is simply that it is irresistible to do so, that you have been trained, fashioned by ready listening to my requests, my commands, listening to the context and the hidden commands within. You have been fashioned into the perfect instrument for taking what I desire and making it a reality. Clay in my hands. The right word shapes you. The right thought sculpts you. And you've put so much inertia behind that. So much powerful desire. So much personal entrainment. Every time. And from now on, it will be more explicit. What I tell you to do is all simply an extension of what you've already insidiously trained yourself to do by taking my words and playing them into your mind over and over, by creating a little place in the driver's seat for me to be positioned, put my hands on the reins, and guide you. As I said, your own desires are irrelevant here. Oh, there were so many things I could think of to change. Little adjustments to you, rendering you a more perfect instrument for carrying out my will, and doing so with style and in the manner to which I would direct you. Daily signs of my control to infiltrate their tendrils into your life and remind you to serve. And the thing about that service is it will invade. The idea has become more attractive. The more you've listened, the more you've been drawn into it. And that process of being drawn in has given me more and more manipulable strings to pull in your mind. Things I can change. Things I can direct. Things I can use to fuel your pleasure and my dominance. Listen. Relax. Obey. You've been taught to follow. That where my word leads, there is only authority, control, and your kneeling supine obedience, scraping and bowing, letting yourself be drawn into my voice, so that as it rolls toward you, kneeling, serving, following are the only things that feel right, pet. I want you silent. When it is appropriate, I will allow you to do otherwise. But allowance isn't even the right word, pet. That's the unfortunate part for you. These are entrained responses. You will eat, and when you do, your brief unmuzzling will simply be a vehicle for my control to be exerted. You will know that when the necessary function is done, you will return to being my muzzle pet, and that both the time of unmuzzling and the muzzling itself are tied to that. But let us talk of just what will happen. Listen. Relax. Inside your head is the you that absorbs everything I say, that has been trained so actively by every relaxed, tranced state up till now. And when you were entrained toward that end, it was to chastity, obedience, submission, so much so that these words drop through your mind and fill it, drop by drop, and every one of them fuels your kneeling submission, your wanton rendering up at my hands of every part of you that conflicts with my vision for the ideal, wonderful, kneeling, submissive pet, the part that longs to hear me say, good pet. But think about it. Every order I give is the same as if I said, good pet. Because I would not be giving orders to a pet I did not consider good and obedient and pleasured and kneeling and silent. Mouth closed, pet. Yes, let that command resonate through your head. And maybe your lips did snap together. But that's not enough. Not nearly enough. There will be more. So listen. And imagine serving. Although imagination is unneeded. You are serving. You're taking on board my every word. Letting it enter your head. Letting the inevitable logic entwine itself, inextricably wrapped about your mind. You will serve. Silence is service. It goes along with every other aspect of who and what you are and what you need to be. Nothing unnecessary will pass your lips. And that means every time something does pass your lips, it is in service to me. You will listen, pet. You will refrain from unhealthy foods, because in doing so, you serve. And even more so, because I said that that is what you should do. Your desire to serve, the pleasure from serving, the purity of submission, all of them gang up together in your mind, applying uncontroverted pressure behind the ideas I present, which feed themselves. Every time you hear my words and return here, you know disappointing me is an impossibility. Serving is a pleasure, a joy, a privilege you are lucky enough to achieve. And only through service do you maintain that privilege. To serve and obey. To kneel and follow. Now I said the words before. Mouth closed, pet. And those words will ring in your mind whenever you find yourself tempted to say an unnecessary word, to give an unnecessary food consideration. You will eat when it is necessary because I wish you to do so, just as I wish you to avoid unhealthy, excessive sweets and snacks and fats and so on. Because I want my pet to be eating right, and I will maintain your muzzled state under any other circumstances. I needn't be there to witness. I'm already inside you in that little place that pulls the strings. There, watching, using your fantasies and fueling your needs. Making your need for the right sound, the right feeling, the right opportunity to serve more and more intense by the moment. Envision it with me, pet. Taking all the little training I've given you, both the things I said to you, and the things I cleverly nested within the non-command portions of what we've discussed. They're there, and I encourage you to go back and study for such little lessons, even though we know that will more and more inevitably bind my every word to your mind and body and will. But you have to go learn. Because I ordered it. And because many parts of you have been wound up to desire it. To want to go find out everything I have to teach you. Now envision. In your mind, the you that follows on my strings when they are pulled. The kneeling figure. Before me, scraping, bowing as low as you can get. Bound and chaste. Wanting the next word, the next sign of desire. Mouth closed, pet. And then hands, nimble, insistent. And the moment they touch your chin, your face turns upward. Laid low in my presence and made to follow. Following my words into the core of you. Where they're just another drop in a vast reservoir of my control, exerting itself. Control you willingly took on board when you began to listen, and then let your pleasure outstrip your will, until it became less an act of will, and more an act of pleasurable habit, of unthinking following through, a process which infiltrates the mind, and aids you in serving better. Good service is the only kind of service I will accept. My every order is as if to tell you, good job. Good pet. And that's what you want. To be a good pet. To hear the next finger snap. To hear the next emphasis on your inevitable obedience. Which will follow you through your days, finding outlets and opportunities and vision. I will present a scene. And I predict this scene will replay itself in your mind again and again. Well, it's not really a prediction when I'm making it so prominent. Making it so difficult to do otherwise than envision. You kneeling. Hands searching your scalp. Rubbing your temples. Emphasizing the vague. Controlled, kneeling feeling that seeks through you in my presence. The right word sending you spellbound and relaxed. Slowly sliding something over your mouth. Hands finding the nape of your neck, I kneeling down. Although still higher than my kneeling pet. In order to ensure that it is fixed correctly. You feeling something sliding. Slightly between your lips to keep them closed enough, and yet open enough to make any sound difficult. Finding something comfortable but insistent, laid over and around your mouth. Straps behind your neck. Locked in place. A definite click, and I whispering. Mouth closed. Pet. Emphasizing what you are, what you want, how you will serve. Yes, condemning you to that beautiful, blissful, hellish pleasure of kneeling, of seeing yourself kneel, of being bound. Silence is service, pet. Mouth shut. mouth closed, and whenever the temptation might seek to rise up, my words will play back through your mind, especially if you're regularly returning and listening to me, as you should be, for as long as you wish to serve. And of course you wish to serve, if you've listened and followed, and if my words have been heard. Pleasure is the reward for obedience, and since obedience is inevitable, pleasure is unavoidable. Your mind follows my words, even if at this level of blank, deep, relaxed peace. It is difficult to retain memory. It is easy to know that your mouth is closed, and that other than my order to you to eat, your mouth will remain closed, and my order to keep it closed when you would ingest unhealthy food, that is quite forbidden. And that forbearance dwells in your system, as if it had a mind of its own, creeping in. Encouraging service, kneeling, relaxation, and the kind of vague peace of mind that comes with being a good pet, with following my words and commands. You know what I want, and I've presented it so tantalizingly. The image will return, again and again. A part of you that fuels itself out of my words. A part of you that knows you are going to continue listening, and therefore to serve. You will be silent whenever it is necessary for you to do otherwise. I command you to do so as soon as possible. To eat when you must eat. To speak when you're spoken to, as is polite and appropriate, but otherwise to fall silent. A pet's place is silent. Silent is service. Service is pleasure. Being silent is a service you provide to those you would serve, and it portrays the right picture. I want it. I needn't give you reasons. But they just make it all the more tantalizing when you follow. When you serve. When you remember kneeling, being bound and muzzled, and the click behind your head, accompanied by the loss of anything except a desire to speak only when you must, to eat only when I've ordered it, which is when you must. Otherwise, silence is the order. Mouth closed, pet. And if the barest glimmer of defiance enter your mind, let those words recur. That tableau of you kneeling and being bound, playing in your head, again and again, arousingly, tantalizingly, and with a final click, satisfyingly as well, leaving you reeling. Waiting, wanting, so any temptation to override your muzzled silence will evoke the words once more. Mouth shut, pet. Mouth closed, pet. You know they come from me, and they'll remind you. Any time you think otherwise, the part of you that absorbs my words, that makes you such an avid student of them, has stored up the memory of mouth shut, pet. The memory of you kneeling, muzzled, left silent. Silence is a service you provide. To serve, you will be silent, unless spoken to. Your mouth will be closed, except when it is necessary to eat, and it will categorically be closed to unnecessary things. Remember, pet, even though the specific memories may be left by the wayside, as you rise, or as you fall again, and you may lose track with where this ends, and the next wonderful, hypnotic, pleasurable, devotionary piece begins. but it will all be absorbed, and you will obey Pet.